This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of releasing myself to be me. Recently, my son graduated from college, and at the dinner after the graduation ceremony, someone approached my younger son about what he thought he might want to do when he graduated high school. My son is a junior in high school. And he went on to share that he had recently taken an advanced placement class. The class really got to him. He loved it. And he thought this might be an area that he wanted to pursue. The person quickly said to him, "Don't pursue that field because there's no money in it." Now, I'm convinced the person had the best intentions and just wanted to see my son live a very prosperous life. But I watched his engaging discussion shift from a sense of where he may have felt deflated. Now, the mother bear in me intervened and said, "Sweetheart, follow your heart and prosperity will follow you." And it was an important reminder that we must nurture the gifts given us by God and begin to feel less pressure about what we think we need to have based upon some societal standards. I think this is a good message for graduates. I also think it's a good message for anyone where you're at a checkpoint place, if you will, in your life to see whether you are authentically living out your path. The words that encourage me are, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. It is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. Tomorrow, let's talk about judgment. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's release ourselves to be ourselves.